So far in this course, we've worked on vowel sounds 1, E, 2, I, 3, A, 4, E, 5, A, 6, A, 8, O, 9, U, 10, U, 11, U, and 12, R. And we've also started work on that unstressed, unclear vowel, the schwa. We've spent time on contractions, very popular with North American English speakers. We've seen some new ways to link words together. We've begun to see what happens when we link some function words that start with H, with H, as well as some other very common function words, can and can't, will, could, and would. We've also begun to work with that funny sound that North Americans use instead of t or d when they occur between two vowels. It's the r, and we're calling that sound the flap. And finally, we've begun to see the effect of some new suffixes on the stress of some words. In our next session, we'll add more vowels, and we'll see how to link two vowels together. We'll work on stress in other kinds of phrases, and we'll spend a lot more time on not stressing the vowels in less important words. And then we'll focus on pitch. This is very important and a very heavy session with a lot of information. Please listen to and practice tracks 15 through 27 at least 5 times before going on to the next CD. And practice using some of these sentences, especially the questions, when you're with native speakers. This is the end of CD 2 and Session 4. Till next time.